I'm talking to Mary Gallagher about her granduncle, Eamon Cant.
The surname Cant is quite unusual, isn't it? Where did it come from?
Yeah, the family name was actually Kent. They were a Kent family, and there's a lot of Kent families in the area of Ballyporeen, around that part of sort of on the Cork-Tipperary border. And obviously, in genealogical terms, the name Kent would suggest that it, somebody came, left Kent and was thereafter known as the man from Kent. The suggestion, and I don't know how I know this, is that the family originally came over with Cromwell from England. I don't know that at all. There's a lot of Kents down around the Waterford sort of area as well. So they seem to have come around the south of Ireland. Eamon himself, the family was always known as Kent. And in fact, my own mother was always Nora Kent as opposed to Nora Cant. Eamon, as in his late teens, early 20s, as he became involved in the Irish language movement, started calling himself Cant. And in his papers, there's various attempts to come up with an Irish name for Kent, and he finally settled on, or maybe somebody suggested to him, I don't know, the name Cant, C-E-A-N-N-T, and he was most insistent then in any official correspondence, for example, the birth of his son Ronan, that the name Cant would be used, and this caused all kinds of hassle with corporation officials and people like that. His wife Anya, similarly, her original name was Frances O'Brennan, and she changed that to Anya Cant, Anya Banny Cant, after they got married.
Now, the photograph that's in front of us, can you go through the people who are in it?
Okay, this is a photograph taken, I suppose, sometime around 1908-9, sometime around then. And in it, we have sitting front and centre a very Edwardian gentleman who is James Kent, who is the retired RIC head constable, who was the father of Eamon's father. Then he's flanked on either side by, on the one side, his daughter, Nell, Nell Casey, who is sitting beside her husband, Jack Casey. Immediately behind them are Eamon and Anya Cant. To the left of James Kent is sitting, I think it's his daughter-in-law, Dolly. Behind James is my grandfather, Michael, and alongside him, Dolly's husband, Dick Kent. Then on the left-hand side of the portrait are Bill Kent, who was the company sergeant major in the Royal Dublin Fusiliers. And in front of that, I think, but I can't be certain, it's either Jack or James, but I think it's Jack Kent.